welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here with Lighthouse Christian Church and 91.5 FM, the radio station here in Brevard County that plays, you know, all the positive worship that you can take, man. And I love the station. We're just so grateful to be here, be a part of the community of Brevard. And just wanted to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you. Thanks for being here on the program. Also want to extend a warm welcome to Caitlin Poulin, who is with us today. And Caitlin, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, it's so good to have you. I know, you know, you're becoming more regular here on the program, and I think people really love to hear your heart. They love your perspectives. I do. I think it's a great balance when I get on the air with other people. I've just recently done a couple of shows, you know, by myself. I did a couple of solo shows, and it's just not the same, you know. I love having different ideas. I love having male and female perspectives, and I love your heart. You're a worshiper. You love the Lord. And it's just a powerful thing to see what God's doing through our church, through you, yes, through me. As we're just being faithful to the Lord, we're just seeing incredible things happening at Lighthouse Church.
Yeah,
you know, Lighthouse has been a true blessing in the last 3 years that I've been here. I'm seeing God do things that I've always dreamed he would be doing in my church. You know, wherever I was, you know, because I wasn't always a senior pastor. I was a pastor in other churches, and we are seeing God begin to move unlike never before, and it's starting to open. The heavens are starting to open, and we're digging in, we're praying. But, you know, it's really, a lot of it has to do with where the world's at right now. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are fearful, they're anxious, yeah. The world's changing. I mean, it's twice as expensive to buy anything right now, yeah, and all of that. So you brought the topic today, and your topic is what?
My topic is the cure for anxiety.
Okay.
Which I think is so pertinent to today. And really, truly, what it boils down to is, how do we find peace in
right,
such a crazy, insane world? Like, it seems like every time you get a moment of peace, something else blows up, and now I've got to go tackle that monster over there and deal with this and that. And I feel like the Lord was telling me, focus on peace, because there is plenty to go around.
Right. So, you know, and I love that, because when you say focus on peace, you know, a lot of times you could say, well, if I win the lottery, I'll have financial peace,
yeah,
because all of my provision is there. I don't need any more money. I have plenty, right? Or, you know, emotionally, if I could just find that special someone, then I'll have peace, because now I feel loved and validated. And, you know, and we all know that's kind of not true always. Yeah. When we find that person, really, we need more peace,
right?
You know, in our lives. But we're not going to go into that. That's not the topic. But then there's, you know, spiritual peace. And I don't think that peace is really something that we're trying to obtain. I think it's someone.
Absolutely. Well, and so there's actually a section in Scripture where the title is The Cure for Anxiety.
What?
So Scripture clearly lays it out. If you have anything you're worried about, I want you to listen to this, because God has some pretty cool things to share. These are Jesus' words. He says, "Therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Can any one of you add one moment to his lifespan by worrying? And why do you worry about clothes? Observe the wildflowers of the field. Observe how the wildflowers of the field grow.
Right.
They don't labor or spin thread. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was adorned like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he do much more for you, you of little faith? So don't worry saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. He knows. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Wow. So good. I mean, cure for anxiety or worrying. Yeah. Which anxiety is worry.
Yes.
Okay, so how many of you guys out there that are listening to the program today have worried about something this week? I think we've all worried about something, you know, and I love that, you know, God is trying to bring a point to you. He's like, don't worry about your life.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
Don't worry about your life. You know, God already knows what you need.
Yes.
He'll supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So what stood out to you in this? I'm going to let you go first because I had something stand out to me, but I want to let you share first so I don't steal it from you.
No, that's awesome.
If it's the same.
Well, I think the main thing that stood out to me is how many times he says the word worry. Like, it's just, it feels like
sure.
It's line after line after line. He talks about worry. And it stood out to me because my mom used to call me her, I think it was just the alliteration that she liked, but she called me her worried walrus because I worried about everything. Every other word out of my mouth was, oh, I'm just worried about this, or I'm worried about this going on at work, or I'm worried about this with my daughter. I'm worried about this. And she would kind of laugh because she's like, all you do is worry. And it never fixed anything.
It doesn't.
You know? And so it's like God's calling it out right here. He's like, worry, 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 worry. Is that going to add a day to your life? No.
Might take a few off.
Yeah.
You know, what I always have looked at when it comes to worry and anxiety is that, you know, worrying is actually putting faith in what could go wrong.
That's good.
You know what I mean? It's like, I am believing that it's not going to go well in this situation when I worry about something. Yeah. I'm looking at the worst case scenario. I'm putting my imagination to work in a negative realm, and I'm trying to pull things, you know, into this spot of where I'm almost like preparing myself for destruction that I'm believing for in my own life,
yeah.
rather than having peace, which is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And here's what I think stood out to me. And it was this in verse 32, it says, for the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people are worrying and their anxiety is based on their drive to try to obtain things in this life. I've got to have this car. I've got to have this house. I've got to meet. I got to keep up with the Joneses and they got a boat. My neighbor got a boat. So now I need a boat. And now I got to go out and work and earn. And how am I going to pay for this boat? And how am I going to put gas in this boat? You know, or any number of things.
Right.
But it's so easily seen that the cure for anxiety is that we aren't seeking after everything that everybody else is seeking after in this world.
Right.
Well, I got to have a relationship. No, you don't. You could have a relationship with God instead. I've got to have a job, you know, that pays this much money. You know, no, God said he would supply your needs.
Right.
And, you know, I think that we can really learn something from what the Gentiles we're doing there. You know, it says your Father knows that you need them. Mm-hmm. I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ? If you're in Christ, you'll have peace because you trust the Lord with all your heart. You're not leaning on your own understanding. You're not leaning in your own abilities to provide for yourself like the birds. God's saying, I feed everybody. You don't think I'm going to feed you? I've never seen a homeless person starve to death in America. Now, I have seen people that have starved to death, you know, in countries that are impoverished and so forth. Right. But in all honesty, I don't think that I've ever seen a homeless person even starve to death,
right.
you know, in our country, because there is so much blessing, so much available that even through they're able to gather enough.
Mm-hmm.
you know, in the process. But
yeah,
this is a wild idea. The cure for anxiety.
Yeah.
I know people are dealing with this, especially now with the way the world's gone.
100%. And it's, you know, what just stood out to me. So one of the things I like to do is I don't just look at one translation when I'm studying a passage of scripture. It's important to me to go through multiple different translations. And a lot of people might be wondering why there's so many different translations of the Bible. And it's always, you know, it's always been kind of curious to me, but it's just when you're translating from one language to another, in some instances there can be different interpretations of that, mm-hmm. or they're just trying to make it easier to
read, or
whatnot. But the Amplified Bible is something that I go to a lot of times when I'm trying to get a deeper understanding of something. And where it says in verse 25, stop being worried or anxious, it says in parentheses, perpetually uneasy and distracted.
Ooh, that's good.
And the word distracted kind of stood out to me there, because if you're worrying, you're not leaning into God.
Right.
You're not leaning into His Word. You're distracted. And the enemy loves to get us distracted.
Oh, for sure.
The least effective we'll ever be for the kingdom is when we're distracted by the world.
Yeah.
So anyway, that just stood out to me. So I figured I'd point that out, because...
Have you ever been distracted in something that you're doing?
Oh, yeah.
It can really... I mean, if you ever, like, I can sit down at my computer to start studying and then click on I'm looking for a reference or a scripture, and then there's a banner ad. I click on the ad. Next thing you know, I'm down this wormhole of reels, and it's 30 minutes later, and I've been distracted, and I haven't been able to accomplish what I know I need to be doing
right.
in that moment. And right. I do believe that the enemy has designed our cell phones and our computers and our media and our television to distract us,
100%.
To keep us from being effective for the kingdom of God and mm-hmm. keeping us from doing what we're called to do. So mm-hmm. I would encourage those of you who are out there, look for the distractions in your life and look to how you can overcome those distractions. And, you know, I think worry is one of the main distractions. I'm not arguing that point, but I kind of wanted to build a little case for distraction there.
Yeah.
I've been distracted, and I've seen that take away from my productivity.
Absolutely.
And the enemy wants to take your productivity for the kingdom away. And if he can get you worried about stuff, then you're going to focus your attention into a different area and not be as productive for the kingdom of God as you could be.
Absolutely. And it becomes so easy. You know, you mentioned, well, now I'm worried about how to put gas in that thing that I just bought. And so now I'm worried about this and I'm worried about that. And so I just wanted to challenge you a little bit, for anybody who's listening today. It's so easy to worry about that stuff, especially with the price of everything today. Like it just,
oh yeah,
you know, I was looking at the prices of things at work, and a year later, something's $20 more than it was this time last year. And it just blows my mind. You don't realize it climbing until you look at it like that. So prices are, it's something that could be very easy to worry about. But think about it this way. The Lord is faithful. And if He's made a promise to you, He doesn't change. So that means that promise hasn't changed in your life. And here He's telling you not to worry, not to be anxious, because He will take care of you, and He does see your needs, and He doesn't change. So no matter what your circumstances look like, He's not changing.
Right.
That means He still sees your needs. And if He would provide for a bird, don't you think He's going to provide for those He calls His children? Like, so I was thinking about this, and in a lot of ways, it kind of takes some blind faith, because what you see in front of your eyes is not necessarily what's truth. You know, truth is the word of God, but we have to blindly sometimes believe, even when we don't see where the provision is coming from.
Right.
He's calling for us to have peace because He's got it and He's taking care of it, but we don't see where is the provision coming from. Well, this is saying, as long as you're walking in the will of God and seeking Him, the provision is coming.
Sure.
Because if you're seeking Him and walking in His will, then the provision is coming because you're in his will.
Right. Well, you have his vision.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I always look at the word provision and it means for the vision. And the Bible says people without a vision perish.
Yes.
Right? So if you have the vision of God for your life, the provision of God for that vision will follow you. If you're if you're lacking in your life, then you're really lacking in your vision, not in your provision.
Yeah.
You need a better vision because the provision will come and follow that.
That's good.
Just a little side note.
I love that. Well, and that kind of goes hand in hand because, so in Genesis 22, it talks about Abraham and Isaac.
Right.
And if you, I won't go through
talk
the
about
whole
anxious,
story.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You need to go sacrifice your son on the mountain.
Exactly.
What?
Well, and this was his
I'd have a little
promise.
Anxiety over that.
Oh, you think? You know? Well, and God doesn't call for blood sacrifices. So this was a big, like, red flags would be going off. Like, man, what does this even mean? Like, this isn't, this isn't something he's ever said he
human
wanted before.
Sacrifices.
Right. Yeah. Human sacrifices.
Right.
Yeah.
Animal sacrifices he did call for.
He did
for.
Call for. Yeah.
No,
but
I
not
understand.
Human
I was
sacrifices.
Just so, keeping it real there.
Yeah. So, but you have to think about this. So Isaac was an answer to a promise that God made to Abraham.
Yeah, I'm going to make your descendants as numerous as the stars. You won't be able to count them.
Yes.
And he's got one kid.
And that's who God is calling him to sacrifice.
Right.
Can you imagine like...
The anxiety.
The anxiety. But then how much faith it took for him to say...
All right.
We got to go. And when the servants... He told his servants, wait here. And he said, we will return to you. That's faith.
He did
faith.
Say that. You're
he
right.
said, we will return to you.
Yeah.
And when Isaac asked him... We don't have a lamb for the offering. And Abraham said, the Lord will provide the
right.
lamb. Like there was faith in every word that he said on his way up this mountain. He knew what the Lord said and he was being obedient to what the Lord said, even up to sacrificing his very promise from God. He was obedient to that point. And it was
wild, isn't it?
It was just, it's crazy to me to think about if the Lord asked me to sacrifice my daughter, I don't know how I would handle that.
Right.
Probably not well.
No.
You know?
You'd be a little anxious.
Yeah. So it wasn't until he was about to sacrifice Isaac. He was bound. He was laying there all ready to go. And that's when the angel said, stop, don't touch him. And all of a sudden, That's when God provided the ram. It was after he was obedient to had faith.
God says he's going to do it.
Yes.
You know what God was doing in all of that, right? He was showing him what he was going to do.
Yes.
You know, because he was going to take his only son and he was going to lay his life down for all of us.
And you know where that happened,
and that's where Abraham became the father of, you know, the nation of Israel and the lineage for the Messiah in his obedience.
Yes.
Even to the point of laying down his own son's life, God's like, he's willing to do what I'm willing to do. I can build on this guy.
Yes.
You know, so what are we going to say?
Two things. The first, I see that as God, when these kind of situations arise, I believe that the Lord is calling us to even the answers to our prayers can become idols in our life. We can, like you were saying earlier, if I just win the lottery, I'll have what I need. If I just get married to somebody, I'll have what I need. But okay, well, if you have everything that you need, where does God fit in that into that equation? That can become an idol in your life, and you can worship that over Him. You know,
for sure.
And so, in this moment, Abraham had to lay down every possible idol in his life, his very son. And it's cool because where this happened is on Mount Moriah.
Right.
Which is the same
temple
place.
Mount.
It's the same place where Solomon built the temple on the threshing floor. And it's also believed to be the same place
where Golgotha was.
Where Christ was
crucified. Yeah.
Yes.
So
there's,
good, isn't it?
Like when God provides, he doesn't just provide for the moment. He provides big.
You know, I think Abraham also had a picture in his heart that God could raise him from the dead.
He did.
If he did.
Yeah.
He says, we'll return, you know, and even if I go through with this, you know, God's able to raise him up.
Yes.
Because he had the promise. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was convinced. He was fully convinced. And if you want to have peace in your life, you want to get rid of anxiety, you want to get rid of fear and worry out of your life, you've got to be convinced that the Word of God is true, that Jesus is the Word, that He did die for your sins. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think according to the power that's already at work within you. You see, God has already freely given us all things in Christ Jesus. So are you in Christ today? Mm-hmm. I believe He is peace. Yes. Peace is found when we are in that one-on-one personal relationship with Jesus Himself. Mm-hmm. So if you will call on the Lord, it says He will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. You will see the vision and the provision of God begin to flow into your life like never before. And you can experience all that God has for you and wants for you in your life as you lay aside every weight that would so easily beset you, every worry, every anxiety that would so easily distract you is what that's saying, and pull you away from God and His vision and plan for you. God is saying, if you can lay all that down and just trust Me with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Me, He says, I will direct your path.
Yes, absolutely. And actually, so you, there was a Sunday morning you preached a sermon back in October, and it had to do with our peace, like worldly peace versus God's peace, and the differences there. And I think it's important to point out, we were talking earlier about money and talking about love and these other worldly things that might seem like the answer, but they're really just a symptom. You're not getting to the root cause, which is the only time that we're going to experience true peace is by seeking Him and chasing after Him.
And seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you.
Exactly.
Peace.
Exactly. Yeah, because the world can't provide that peace.
No, it can't. It's not possible because, you know, the world is tainted. It's messed up. It doesn't have the capabilities of bringing life. It's been cursed, and Satan is operating in this world system, and he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Yes. But Jesus has said, I have come that you might have life and have it in the full, in abundance. And that is what peace really is. It's the life breath of God in your life, and it's knowing and accepting that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life, and that there's no other way to the Father except through Him. So I want to have that peace, and I want to have that relationship with God. And we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk a little bit more about how you can do the same thing here in just a minute.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Jesus is coming back. Yeah, yeah. Joyful. Today.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be
joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin here with Caitlin Poulin, who is actually part of our Lighthouse team, leads our women's ministry, and is one of our worship team members, and just spends her time here serving the Lord at the church. And I'm so glad to have you on the program. It's been good. We've done a few programs now. We're going to do a lot more in the future. So I love having you and your perspectives on the program. We've been talking today about the cure for anxiety and what does that look like, and how do we get past the fears and the situations in life that are coming at us. And we covered it in a lot of different directions. And I just want to kick it back to you and hear maybe some final thoughts on your ideas here with the cure for anxiety and finding peace in our life.
Yeah, well, I feel like the Lord makes it so clear in Scripture. We read through that section in Matthew 6 from verses 25 to 34. And then in Colossians 1, 19 and 20, he says, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him," talking about Jesus, "and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven." And here's the clincher: "by making peace through his blood shed on the cross."
Right.
And so when you think about, okay, well, how am I going to stop myself from worrying and being distracted by worry, like we talked about? Well, peace is found through Christ. He
the
is
cross,
peace.
That yes. sacrifice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so good. You know, if you want peace, then I would say this: secure your eternity by giving your life to Jesus, by taking the moment like now and saying, "God, I want you to be a part of my life." You know, I said to God a long time ago, "Show me you're real and I'll give you my life." And he showed me he was real. And then I had to own up to my part of the bargain. I had to go, "All right, God, I'll give you my life." And, you know, it's been 35 years later. And a lot of people have taken notice that it was a lasting thing for me in my life. And a lot of them are coming to the church and coming here, the people that I went to school with and things like that, because I secured my eternity. And in that, I found the peace of God, and anxiety is really not a problem for me. I can get anxious every now and then with different things, but I always come back around and God goes, "What are you doing?" And I say, "All right, I'm leaning back into you."
Yeah.
And I'm going to find that peace in my life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really what it's all about, is seeking him. And then his peace is what fills us, not anything of the world.
Yeah. So guys, don't lean into the world to find your peace. Lean into Jesus himself and his finished work on the cross. We hope you enjoyed the program today. God bless each and every one of you. We release the peace of God over you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Marathon, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m., We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.